Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Tuesday Tip with Belinda. I'm your host of Work From Your Happy Place. If this is your first time checking us out, thanks so much for being here. We do interviews with business entrepreneurs on Mondays. We do interviews with artistic entrepreneurs on Thursdays. We've got some great guests coming up, so make sure that you check out those interviews. I try to come at you on Tuesdays with just some really quick business tips and strategies for things that will be helpful no matter what walk of business that you are in. Today's Tuesday tip is about how to stop self-sabotage and get over self-doubt. So, can we ever stop self-doubt? You know what? You really can't. But if you can recognize what's causing your self-doubt or what is your like Achilles heel, because I'm going to give you six key things that contribute to people self-sabotaging or what causes self-doubt. Now, not all of us carry all of these things. In fact, most of you, there'll be one that is your nemesis, and then you'll have two that is kind of in second, and then you might struggle with just little sprinkles of the other ones. But when you can identify that that's what you do or that these are causes for sabotage, then when you recognize them, you can get over it quickly. You don't live in that space. So let's go through these real quick. Number one is you settle for less. And this is, you get almost there. This is so many people. They'll set a goal and they'll get 85% of the way there. And then they just stop. They're saying, you know what? I'm almost there. It doesn't really matter. It's good enough the way that it is. And they don't see things to completion. This is a form of self-sabotage. This is a form of self-doubt creeping in because you really don't believe that you deserve it. So when you catch yourself saying, well, this is good enough, it doesn't really matter, then catch yourself saying it and saying, no, I'm going to push through. I'm going to finish this to completion. I'm going to make it great and people are going to love it. So that is number one. Number two is resignation. You give up before you even get started. You give up even before you get started. That means you sit down and you plan this course, or you're going to make some customer care calls, or you're going to make some lead generation calls, whatever that looks like for you. And you sit down and you start to say, oh, it isn't going to matter if I make these calls. No one's probably going to pick up anyway. No one really wants me to bug them, or if they really wanted the product, they would call me or they would go to my website and order it. You start having all of this self-doubt and you give up before you even get started. You start to look at your leads and say, these aren't really very good leads. I need to go back to the drawing board. I need to get some better leads. We then try to do busy work to get us over this self-doubt that we're having. So number two is resignation. Number three, and this happens to be mine, is perfectionism. And believe it or not, folks, number four is procrastination. Now, a lot of people procrastinate, and they procrastinate for a couple of different reasons. One is they think they're rock stars. This is a real big problem, and I see this with a lot of folks today. They're thinking, oh, I can knock this out of the park. I can do this. This is only going to take me about an hour. Now, they've got a month to get it done, and they literally wait until the last day. Then, if something happens to your computer or you have an emergency, the next thing you know, you've procrastinated, and you're going to run into a situation of having to make an excuse for yourself of why you didn't get something done. So that's one reason that people procrastinate. The other reason that people procrastinate is they really doubt whether they're able to do it, or they're struggling with just getting started. It's like feeling like it's climbing a mountain when all you have to do is take a couple of steps. So those are two forms of procrastination. But, and that's number four, but let's go back to number three, and that is perfectionism. Now, if you were to ever ask me, are you a procrastinator? I would say no. I usually figure out what I have to do. I pick out that timeline. I back it out with how long it's going to take. I create daily action steps for me to get that done. And I'm off to the races and running. And I usually deliver on time. Any content, courses, whatever it is that I need to do. But I'm a perfectionist. So before I even get started, even before I might have an idea for a course, but before I even begin to do it or write that book or do any of the things, clean my closet, that's just a simple, easy thing. But man, oh man, does it get me, because I have to sit down and I overthink everything. I start thinking about everything that needs to be done before I just begin and do. And over the years, and it's taken a good number of years, when I finally realized that when you're a perfectionist, it will also lead to procrastination. You're procrastinating. And when I finally had that light bulb moment, it was like, oh, because I can't stand procrastinating. Like, it drives me crazy. And when I realized that that was indeed what I was doing because of my perfectionism, I put a stop to it. Now, was it overnight? No. Does that still creep in for me? But I catch myself doing it now. And I say, just stop it. Just what is the first part that you need to do just to get moving on this? Because many times things change along the way when you're trying to create something, and you'll change it up. So it's like, just get started. So number three is perfectionism, and number four is procrastination. Number five is denial. And denial is, well, I don't have an issue with this. This isn't really something that I struggle with. This is a really big form of self-sabotage. You have to be honest with yourself. In a grain of truth, if something that even maybe you might get a critique for someone. I get critiques all the time, and half the time they're like ridiculous. But you know what? There's always a grain of truth in there. And you have to take that grain of truth, leave aside all the rest of it, and say, what can I do to fix that one little piece? What could I do? Instead, half the people run around in complete denial. Well, you know what? I eat pretty healthy most of the time. Or, you know what? I do that, but not very much. I'm really pretty good about that. But are you? And the only way you would know is if you were keeping track at all. So I'm happy with, you know, the number of clients that I have right now. It's just really working for me. But are you? You know, my clients really like me, and I do good customer care. I hear this one all of the time. And I'm like, well, how many calls did you make last week? How many customers did you reach out to? How many super fans do you have? And they're like, none or zero. And I'm like, you're not doing that great at customer care. So it's denial is when we actually believe we're doing the work and we're not. So that is number five. Number six is you place blame on others. Well, you know, I would have been able to get this done if this would have happened, if so-and-so would have gotten me the information, then I would have been able to do this. You know, I really do want to do a good job, but it's just really hard for me because my company doesn't give me this, or they don't allow me to do this, or it's really hard. My assistant didn't get me the information on time. And we place a lot of blame on others instead of taking the responsibility and figuring it out for ourselves. So is this you? So in this, you need to identify, what is my Achilles heel? And then number seven is not willing to take a risk, living in fear, not willing to be brave. And that is self-sabotage, when you have to have everything safe, that you have to know that it's going to work before you give it a try. And you know what? Most things in life do not work that way. And then number eight, and this is a really big one for a lot of people. And this one, I still fall into this trap, but I recognize it pretty darn quick. And that is comparing yourself to others. You know, get on the track that you want to be on. Decide what that is. You've heard me talk about the 5 D's. You know, follow through with your action steps. But the worst thing that you can do is start getting wrapped up in someone else's goal and comparing yourself to others. That will create self-sabotage just about quicker than almost anything else. Because no matter what it is you're doing and what that other person is doing, they are not one and the same. And you can't compare apples to oranges. And you're rarely ever going to have two apples exactly the same. So it is, in fact, there's enough varieties. I just read a little trivia tidbit today that you could eat a different apple every day. And it would take you, I don't know if it said 20 months or 20 years. I can't remember the trivia tip day today. But it was a lot of different variety of apples. So when people say you can't compare apples to oranges, you got to compare apples to apples. Well, guess what, guys? There's thousands of different varieties of apples. So don't compare yourself to anyone. And that is our tips on stopping self-sabotage, recognizing self-doubt so that you can move forward quickly to really have the business and continue to work from your happy place. Thanks for joining us today. Don't forget to subscribe or follow us and share us with a friend. That is the best form of compliment that you can give us. Check out our interviews. They're so great on Mondays and Thursdays. We appreciate all of you so much. And thanks for tuning in today on Work From Your Happy Place.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.